Hey there, everyone. This is Ray Higdon with the Ray Higdon Radio Show here on the Home Business Radio Network. And man, do I have a show for you today. I'm excited. This is a gentleman that I have been watching and learning from for many years, someone that I truly, truly admire as an absolute leader in our industry. You're going to hear his story. You're going to get some training from him today. I'm excited to bring on a gentleman who went from being a high school dropout to becoming a millionaire in our industry, from a troubled youth in jail to completely turn his life around and leading a team of over 200,000 people in this industry of network marketing. I'd like to bring out the man, the legend, Randy Gage. Randy, can you hear me?
Hey, Gray. Great to be on with you, Ray.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much. I know that you're leading a humongous team like you do. You only got a little bit of time, so I appreciate you being on here, my man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to chatting with you. I've been looking, Terry told me about you, and I've seen your show and your stuff around, so it's great to be chatting with you.
Awesome. So let's just pretend for a quick second that there's someone out there in the network marketing industry who's scratching their head and saying, wow, this guy sounds fantastic, but I've never heard of him. Let's imagine that there's someone out there. Randy, can you tell us just a little bit about your career here in network marketing?
Well, John Fogg once famously said, I'm the guy who put the marketing back in network marketing. And
nice.
I love that, and I thought it was an honor for him to say that. But really what my work was about, I think, is the system. And because I was one of those people that struggled for 5 years. 5 years I lost money. 5 years I bought products and bought kits and went to meetings and talked to prospects and, parked my beat-up broke mobile in the back of the place or two blocks down the street so I could go in and talk about traveling the beaches of the world while I was, starving in the street. And I did the big breakthrough for me came when I said, I've got to find a way to duplicate. And so that was really when the penny dropped for me. And so I went about creating, understanding that it's not about what works, it's about what duplicates. And so if I'm really known for anything, my book, How to Build a Multi-Level Money Machine, is, I believe, the number one bestseller ever in the space. It's been done in about 20, 25 languages, and my Duplication Nation album. You'll see they're all about systems, because you've got to have a system that somebody, whether they're a truck driver or a PhD, whether they're a waitress or a television news anchor, no matter what their education level is, what their age level is, you got to have a system that it's not about them. It's about the system, because that's where duplication lives. So that's really, I think, if you ask anybody, what is Gage all about? What's his work about in network marketing? I was really the first guy who put out there and said, hey, I'm going to create a generic system. No matter what company you're in, no matter what your product line is, here's a structure that you can build around so your team can duplicate you.
Now, that's awesome, and I believe a lot of people have heard, duplication is key, et cetera, et cetera. And I think a lot of people, they come into this industry, and you have a couple classifications. You have the person that, is just unable to recruit, and then you have the other person that easily recruits but struggles with duplication. And from what it sounds like, you're saying the most important thing is, just because something works, just because one person is able to do it, it's more important to have a system. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, because if I sponsored Bill Gates tomorrow and he said, okay, here's the deal, Randy, I'm going to put a pop-up window on the next Windows software, so everybody who buys a Microsoft product, it's going to pop up, and I'm going to say, thanks, Bill, I'm glad you're excited, but you know what? That isn't really going to duplicate. Here's what we need to do. Why don't you call up some people, invite them over to your house. I've got this plug-and-play video I want you to show. And he'd say, no, Gates, you don't understand. I got billions of dollars. I can take a commercial on the Super Bowl. I'd say, Bill, I get that. But you know what? How many people are you going to bring in who are going to be able to do that? And no matter how, so what you have to learn is same thing now, put it on a more practical application level. A lot of people listening to this show right now are great salespeople. They came from real estate, they came from insurance, they came from, well, you have to learn how to do the business in a way that that skill or talent you have won't get used against you. Where people say, well, no, this would be great for you. You could sell anything. You know, I know you're going to be really good. It's just not for me. You got to do the business in a way that people say, hey, I could do that.
That's so powerful and so a great analogy because, you know, sometimes I hear stories of people and they have this guy that could do this and they lose track of exactly what you're talking about. And it's just so powerful. It's so powerful to understand that it's not just about your efforts, but about the system. Now, let me ask you this. In today's online marketing world, do you feel that systems have become better? Have they become more confusing? What's the status of systems nowadays? How do you feel about that?
I think they're better for discerning people, thinking people, critical thinkers, and I think they're worse for undiscerning people. And here's what I mean by that. Critical thinkers say, okay, let me look at technology. Let me look at Skype and webcasting, web conferences, teleseminars. Let me find ways that I can use technology to simplify my system. Let me find ways I can use technology that allows me to communicate with my, like you mentioned, I have a team. My team is over 200,000 people. They're in 60-some different countries. I need to use technology if I want to communicate with them. I need to do live streaming and webcasts and, you know, teleseminars and things, webcasts, things like that. A discerning person will do that. Somebody who isn't as discerning, who hasn't really thought it through, they're the people who I think it's worse for because they're looking for the magic lead system that sponsors your people for you, and you just pay, you know, $50 a month, and they're going to send out X number of spam emails to you of people you've never met, and they're going to work them through some magic automated system that's going to do all the work. So you just sit home and watch The Secret and pop bonbons in your mouth and your bonus check is going to grow. Well, we know that dog don't hunt. If you want to build a large, successful network marketing organization, it takes work, it takes sweat, it takes determination, it takes discipline, it takes effort. And a smart, discerning person is going to learn how to use technology, how to use systems to make it easier, smarter, more productive, more practical. They just don't look for the shortcuts where there's no work and no effort.
Right, and I think it comes down to, and I don't know if you agree, but some of the marketing that you see, you know, I mean, any of my, when I'm writing, you know, blogs or doing whatever marketing methods I'm doing, I'm never hunting for that non-discerning person, as you so nicely put it. I'm not looking for that the get-rich-quick, do-nothing person. And there's a lot of crazy marketing going on with that. Do you see that more than in the past, or about the same? Or
yeah, it's like the network marketers are trying to kill social media. Sometimes you would think. If you got on Facebook or you're on Twitter and you see these people and they sign up and they send out a tweet every 3 hours, which is a link to their pitch. And they're
right.
Wondering, you know, and you see then 2 months later they're gone and they say social media doesn't work. I've sponsored a number of people, and I mean probably a couple dozen at this point, of people that I met through Facebook, through Twitter, through social media of some kind, which has produced some serious income for me. And even I can tell you I have a $1 million consulting contract that I do right now that is somebody that I met on Twitter, that just through a conversation on Twitter, developing a relationship, introduced me to someone else. I have a $1 million contract out of that. But I don't pitch on Twitter. I don't pitch on Facebook. I engage, I communicate, I add value. So if I do offer a teleseminar. When I do, like you know, I have a new book coming out right now, so I'm letting people know about the book. But I let people know about the book and say, hey, let me tell you about what I'm doing in Chapter 4. Here's a lesson. This will be important to you. Or, hey, I'm doing a free teleseminar on Monday night, and I'm going to be talking about the book and the lessons and how you apply them. And when you do stuff like that, you know, if you just go out and you engage with people, you communicate, you add value. So you'll never see me pitch out a link. You know, I'm never recruiting people on Twitter or Facebook or anywhere. I develop relationships. And then sometimes in the course of those relationships, I say, well, you know, I think the business would be really helpful for this person. And I send them a note, hey, send me your email or send me your phone number. I want to take something offline. I got something I want to talk to you about. But,
nice.
And you know, my analogy is do it online the same way you would offline. You know, if you went to your friend invited you to a dinner party, would you walk in the party and start handing out prospecting kits to the 12 people in the living room at a dinner party? Or would you get to know them, meet them, and then think, wow, you know, that one couple, they're really sharp. But, you know, I should follow up with them because I think they'd be great in the business. Do it online the same way you would offline. Meet people, care about them, develop relationships, and then when you see you have something that could help them, that'd be the time to talk to them.
Amen. I mean, I agree so much. You know, it's crazy, you know, people looking for that shortcut and, it's all about the relationship. I agree with you. And I love your very concise definition of attraction marketing. I think that's exactly how we should operate on there. And I see your posts all the time. You mentioned your new book. Now, you shared with me something. We were having a little brief conversation before. And you were sharing with me that you believe we're entering a golden era for network marketing. We got a little bit of time. And by the way, if you've been listening to this interview, and you're loving it, you're loving the knowledge and the wisdom here, make sure you check out the full interview on my blog at rayhigdon.com. That's rayhigdon.com. But tell us a little bit, Randy, about why you think we're entering a golden era.
Yeah, so the book is called Risky is the New Safe. And it's actually we're now taking pre-orders at riskyisthenewsafe.com. And it's a book for entrepreneurs. It's a textbook on creating wealth. So it's not a network marketing book. It's a business book. It's about looking at trends, soft trends versus hard trends, linear trends versus cyclical trends, what's happening with technology, what's happening with mobile, online marketing, what's happening with governments going bankrupt. I'm predicting the euro is going to collapse. The governments will falter. So a lot of these cataclysmic trends taking place, a lot of them due to technology and the amazing speed with which it's developing. And then so the book is about all of the challenges that are going to be created by these changes, and then, of course, the corresponding opportunities. And, of course, what you mentioned, I've got a chapter called Move Fast and Break Things. And in this chapter, I'm looking at a lot of the traditional business models. And one of them I'm looking at is retail. And I'm saying in the book, retail is dead. And
wow.
I'm saying retail is dead, and it's going to be replaced by online marketing and network marketing.
Wow, that's powerful, Randy. And you know, that leads us up into the end of the show. And so if you want to get Randy's input on exactly what he's talking about, make sure you get the full interview and check this out, because 14 minutes is just not enough justice for you to listen in on Randy. So check out the full interview, rayhigdon.com. This has been Ray Higdon with Ray Higdon Radio Show here on the Home Business Radio Network. Randy, we're going to do that interview here shortly, and I'm sure everyone's going to really enjoy that.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it.